The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans. Welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz. Chris Bisignano. Happy Friday, buddy.
Yeah, happy Friday, man. Happy St. Patty's Day yesterday for you.
Yeah, did you? It's really not. Did you have your corned beef and cabbage?
No, never had that in my life.
Me neither.
Did you?
I hate it.
Well, St. Patty was Italian, so I don't know if you had a cannoli or something, you know.
That's right. St. Patrick was Italian.
Yeah, figures.
But now, at my in-laws, my mother-in-law actually makes me a side of cabbage noodles and sausage.
Okay.
She knows I want to eat corned beef. Yes, which is fine.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Very good.
Well, unfortunately for the people of Manhattan and whatever, you know, it was kind of a miserable day, but I'm sure everybody celebrated.
Yeah.
And I guess to celebrate Ireland and St. Patty's, it rained, right?
That's right. Nice.
I'm sure hopefully everybody had a nice day. So it's always a nice day. And everybody got home safe and all that. I'm sure a lot of people were intoxicated.
Yes.
You know, and hopefully everybody got home safe. But Jerry, look, we waited a few days, right?
Mm-hmm.
To do the podcast because we wanted to basically the first wave of free agency to settle down, which it is now doing. And then although just when you think it's settling down, a Devontae Adams type thing happens, right?
I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, like, do you make sure that can you make the argument that you didn't sign the contract yet?
Jerry, look, it's been a crazy free agency, as we know, started Monday. All right, Wednesday was just the official crap, but
yeah.
We know it started Monday. And it's just been a crazy week, dude. Not the Giants related, but it's just been a crazy week around the league, man. Who's moving where? You know, the Adams trade. Oh, man. Big names flying all over. Who signed and all of a sudden didn't sign?
And then who was released? Fletcher Cox was released. Now he might come back.
Yeah, it looks like Cox is coming back on a one-year deal. Just crazy stuff. The AFC West is just, like, insane.
Loaded.
Right now.
Loaded.
Like four teams that are loaded. That is going to be unbelievable division. But as far as the Giants, look, the Giants did basically what we thought they were going to do, right? And they didn't have much money. They're not going to make big splashes. Their one semi-big splash, okay, who's going to slide in at right guard, and he's a solid player. They gave him, almost $7 million a year, six point something. That's what they could afford at the time, you know, this year, I should say. And that's going to be their splash, you know. I did it, you know, it would be like the $3 to $4 million type lineman, but it turned out to be a 6 point, you know, something lineman.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that's going to be penciled in the right guard. He's a solid run blocking. I think I put it on Twitter. His pass pro has improved over the years. And they got a nice guard, Jerry. So that's two down. And then they go out and they sign, which was kind of expected in a way, right? John Feliciano.
Yeah.
You know, who was released from Buffalo.
Is he a Spencer Pulley type, Chris? Like a backup?
Well, he's going to be slated in the play center. All right. Now, in September, depending on the draft, or if they fill in another veteran, Jerry, could I see him maybe not starting? If, you know, we'll see how Lemieux works out. We'll see how the draft works out. But right now, he's slated in as a center. And right now, Billy Price is not coming back, Jerry. So if anybody's wondering that. So right now, yeah, he's a starting center. You know, he's a starting center. Now, we'll see what progresses down the line, right? Obviously, Jerry, if they shock everybody and draft your boy, Lindemann,
Lindbaum. Yeah.
I mean, obviously he's going to be slot, and then Feliciano goes, and then he battles it out. But right now he's down as a starting center.
I should have phrased the question this way, Chris. Glowinski starts at right guard, and you're happy with that. If Feliciano starts at center, do you look at it like we really need to upgrade here?
Well, I would like to see an upgrade, Jerry. Okay. Feliciano's is a nice player, but he's a guy you could upgrade over.
Okay. Fair enough. Yep.
I mean, obviously, you know, Buffalo had no problem releasing him. He's got, out of 60-something games, he's played only 30-something starts. So he's a decent player, Jerry. Right now, he's going to be slated for center. And he hasn't played much center, you know, but that's where he's going to start. Because, like I said the other day, you know, Nick Gates, I know a lot of people have been asking about Nick. You know, what's the chances? You know, Dickie comes back, you know. how's it looking? You know, and like I put on Twitter, you know, he's had a little bit of a setback. It's not looking good for him next year. You know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be like a Rich Seibert deal where you hope he comes back in 2 years, Jerry. Yeah. Makes it back on the field. And like Rich did, played very effective, you know.
So, right.
So that's where you are. I mean, that's, you know, the Feliciano, they went out and signed a couple of linemen. Joe Shane addressed it, right? He addressed the tight end position, Jerry, which we thought he would. Ricky Seals-Jones, the guy we talked about in the last podcast. I said, well, keep an eye on him. You remember him. He made that great catch in the corner of the end zone against Adoree Jackson, right?
Catch of his life.
Right. So he's going to come over here. Obviously, he's not the answer to the tight ends. You know, we only have, what, four on the roster now and one guy, you know, that's you're going to probably pencil him in. That's going to be Ricky Seals-Jones. That's something they're probably going to address in the draft, Jerry. I'm sure of it.
So. Yeah, like I said, I think they're taking at least two. I'd be surprised if they didn't. I don't know how you don't.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a position, you know. So, right now, the offensive line, look, it still needs work, Jerry. You know?
Yeah. And
the way it's shaping up with these teams in front of the Giants, what they're doing in free agency, who they're franchise tagging.
Yep.
It's looking better and better.
Yeah.
That one of the big boy tackles are going to be there for the Giants.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it, Jerry. I'll hand it over to you, brother.
100% agree. 100% agree. And I'll even go a step further with what, and you're referring really to the Jags and Jets. The Houston Texans are on the verge of trading, you know, Deshaun Watson, right? Now, I don't think a quarterback is worthy of a three, Chris, but who knows? Maybe they trade down and get a quarterback and someone trades up because they see a player. But like you said, one of those two tackles now, I would think should be there. I don't have a preference right now, Chris. I would be ecstatic with either one at five, dude.
Either one. I agree with you, bro. Either one. Bring them on. You know? But, you know, this is how quickly it changes, Jerry, because a week ago when we talked, it was looking like, oh, man, it looks like these two guys are going to be off the board, right?
Right.
Now, a week later, or 9 days later, we're speaking, and it's like, whoa, looks like a very good chance they are going to be. One of them is going to be on the board.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, you know, that's, the Jaguars went out. The Jaguars are, I mean, they're spending like drunken sailors, bro, on Adam Leaf, you know? I mean, they are going wild, you know? And they went out and signed the Brandon Sheriff, you know? So, and of course, they franchised their left tackle. And so, look, that's good news for the Giants fans. I don't think there's any question if one of those kids are there, Jerry, Joe Shane's jumping on him, right?
Agree. And if you had Glowinski in one of those two, I mean, dude, we went out of last season saying we may need four linemen, right? If you add a tackle like that and then maybe someone else later in the draft or who the hell knows, Chris, maybe the next pick. I don't know what they're going to do at seven. But, you know, all of a sudden Shane is doing the job that should have been done before him. But, Chris, we talked about it briefly before we went on. Like, you just look at everything happening with the Giants. Right. And I had no expectations about free agency. They have no money, right? I was just looking at what cuts are they going to make. What, Chris, like, I hate to say this, but what a shit show this franchise was a month ago.
Well, Jerry, we talked about it the last few
years. Right? It really, really exemplifies what Shane's doing. It's like, that guy's out. I'm like, wow, like coming from the outside in, talk about cleaning house, man. Oof.
Yeah, I mean, I think Logan Ryan, and we'll get into Logan a little bit, that's another example, right? They moved on from the veteran safety.
Yeah.
And they didn't even clear up much space, but they want to, you know, they're going in another direction. Look, Jerry, James Bradbury is the big story, right? They're going to need more cap room. They're down to like one, I think they're one under now or something like that. They restructured Blake Martinez. They restructured pay cuts for Blake and pay cuts for Shep, you know.
Yeah, nice job there, by the way, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Shep's is around $6 million now. You know, Martinez is whatever he is, and he's a chance to be around $6 million. But they saved like $12 million with those guys.
Yeah.
And they got under the cap, and which you have to by the league year, you know. And now Bradbury's the story, right? Logan Ryan only saved about $800,000.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of people like, you know, what the hell? You know, why would you cut Logan Ryan? Well, look, Jerry, he had an average year last year. You know, the team wanted to go in another direction with him. they moved on. That's it. They want to get a little younger. They moved on from Logan. It could be other things. You know, look, they might look at him and say, okay, we want to, you know, reset with the culture we want to do. Logan was a pretty vocal guy to locker room. You know, we'll see how these things play out. But they wanted to go in another direction with Ryan. They released him. Ryan hooked up already with Tampa, you know, and Tom Brady and all those guys. So it's not like they cut a guy that was last year was an average safety, Jerry, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's not, to me, it's not that big of a deal. Well, they only got a couple of safety. Well, this is early. It's early in the process. But, Jerry, it does lead me to this. I think you're going to know where I'm going with this, right?
I hope so.
So the Giants say one of the big boys is there, five. They're going to jump all over them. Now they go to seven, and a kid from South Bend, Indiana, is on the board.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Foley? What are you doing?
I'm making the pick.
And you're making a pick? You're going
and I love Kyle Linderbaum. Like, I made it clear I love Linderbaum, but if Kyle Hamilton's there at seven, you know, he's arguably a top. I don't care about the combine. I'm tired of hearing about his combine numbers. Watch him on the field run from one sideline to the other to intercept or deflect a pass. Give me a break with the frigging combine. Enough with the 40 times. It's overkill sometimes. But if you take one of those linemen, Chris, I'll go a step further. You take one of those linemen, it's going to be really hard to piss me off at seven. So if Kyle Hamilton's there, if Kyle Hamilton's there, that's the guy I want. Yes.
Right. You know what, Joe? You just said it. You hit it right on the head, right? If they get one of those big boys at five.
Yeah.
Okay. Seven is like.
It's a bonus.
You know what? I'm going to be happy. Unless they draft some Mama Luke from the University of Mama Luke. Right. You know what I mean? You're right. Going to be like, okay, this is great. Oh, we're going to get, we got the edge. Say a Thibodeau's there, right? Okay. Great. Fine. Oh, the Giants, the seventh selection go with Kyle Hamilton. Everybody's going to be like, great. Right?
Yeah.
We address the offensive line, and then they had one of the top guys on the board rated, and they got him in here with next to X. I don't think people are going to be upset by that, brother.
Right away, it's an exciting safety tandem, dude. The back end of the defense is, and with Wink Martindale, that maniac? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah. He's going to have a blast with those two.
Right. So, look, they're going to have to address the safety position. Obviously, they're thin right now. They only got basically Julian and might have to move some guys over in McKinney. So that's going to be addressed. And Jerry, look, you got to hope for one of those big boys goes down to five.
Right.
And then you see what they have at seven. They are going to be open. Shane's going to be open, you know, to whoever the best player is, man.
Right.
You know? But as far as getting back to the cap, you know, they did what they had to do with Blake. They did what they had to do with Shep, you know, and now the question is going to be Bradberry, right? So a lot of people figured he would have been moved by the league year. Well, here's the deal. He's got a big contract. Teams want him, but they don't want that contract, Jerry.
Right, right.
Joe Shane wants to move him, but he's not moving him for a bag of footballs.
Right, right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So it's like a game of, okay, well, it's like a game of chicken a little bit. Okay, what are you looking to give? Well, we're looking to give this. Oh, no, we're looking, you know. So Shane was trying to move him, didn't get his price.
Hmm.
Teams are hesitant because of his salary, Jerry.
Right.
It's, you know, it's big money. So where
and let's be honest, he had an off year last year. He's still good, but the decline in play last year was pretty big.
Yeah, he had a decent year, right, Jerry? But he didn't have the year he had 2 years ago.
Right. Right.
So where we're at with James Bradberry is that obviously they're going to have to do something with him. Shane's going to still try to move him, Jerry.
Right.
Maybe work out some numbers. They have to maybe pick up a little bit or whatever it might be, right?
Right.
Draft pick wise, what Shane might have to, you know, give in a little bit. Maybe he wants a four. Maybe he's only going to get a five, whatever. You know, whatever it might be, Jerry, we'll see who's going to take on that contract, or at least most of it, right?
Yeah.
But where we're at is that he's not going to be on this roster, Jerry.
You say that, right?
If they don't move him,
okay,
they're probably going to release him.
All right.
But I just do not see him being on this roster in September, bro. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. But you can never say
before I forget.
Go ahead.
Bradberry's gone. Logan Ryan's gone. Hamilton and Sauce Gardner are there at seven. Who are you taking?
Yeah. Whoa. That's
flip a coin.
Jerry, I got to be honest with you. I hate to say it.
Wow.
I hate to do it to my Kyle guy, but
yeah,
I probably would go with the corner, bro.
Yeah, that's fair.
I probably will go with the corner.
Yeah, it's a more important quote unquote position.
Yeah,
you know,
I hate to say it, Jerry, because you know how much I love Kyle, but I probably go with the corner.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I mean, I don't look, Jerry. You can never say never. I hate to say never, but it's pretty close to never where Bradbury is not going to be on his roster. Okay, one way or the other. You know, it's just too much of a hit, Jerry. They need the cap space. They're not 20 under, bro. We can carry him another year. You know,
right.
So that's where we're at. You know, they're going to try to keep moving them. They're going to try to move them. It's getting now a little tighter with teams. You know, teams are making moves. Their salary caps are tightening up now. A lot of teams don't have much room left. Now they only have room to sign their draft picks and a few other things. And because you see what the hell's going on, right, Jerry? You see the money these guys are getting.
Insane.
All over the league, you know, and now salary caps are starting to tighten up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be difficult. But like I said, Jerry, Shane's going to keep trying. If not, I envision a release down the road.
Chris, another guy that walked that we wanted to keep, and now it, you know, you could argue it creates another hole and a possibility at seven. Could be a possibility at five, but we're assuming, again, one of those two guys fall, drop to us at five. Austin Johnson went to the Chargers.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, he's not great, but he was steady and he was a body. And now all of a sudden, the defensive line looks thin, no?
Real thin.
Right.
Real thin.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something you're going to look at in the draft too, right?
Yeah. Someone asked before I saw the question, Jordan Davis at seven. Maybe.
Wow.
I hope not, but maybe.
I think that's going to be a little bit of a reach for seven or five. But, Jerry, he's so dominant too, bro.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to put it past anything. At five, I would. I'd be like, no way. Seven, I don't know. You know, I think probably one of those corners or that edge guy would be a priority there. But I don't know how they have him on the board either, but they're going to have to address it, Jerry. Look, when they free up the space with Bradbury, you could see maybe bringing in a veteran defensive lineman too now, you know?
Yeah, like, okay.
No. Like,
yeah.
So, and it's going to be, you know, because right now, man, they don't, you know, look, they just couldn't afford Austin Johnson, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, they liked him, but they just couldn't afford him.
Yeah, it's just a bummer, that's all.
The cap just, this is what happens. You know, this is what happened because of the cap situation, man, you know? Jay, one guy I find a little interesting, though, right? That maybe we talked about, hey, if you get a one-year deal for him, bring him back, right? Lorenzo Carter.
Still out there.
He's still out there.
Yeah. I'm glad.
I mean, I
can't believe it.
He's going to be in that. I anticipate him to be in that second and third wave where a team comes in, gives him a two-year, you know, whatever, 14, whatever it might be, 12 million, whatever it might be, 10 million. But he's still out there, you know. I still believe, Jay, he put enough on tape that somebody's going to, you know, sign him in the second or third wave. But the longer it goes on, dude, I would love to see him come back on a one-year deal or something, you know?
Yeah, we both said it. Yeah, would love to see him come back. Absolutely. I'm a little surprised that no one's done it yet because you figure maybe a team that doesn't need him, but he's an extra piece for them, that's the kind of team that would assign him. So I'm ecstatic. And like you said, the longer it goes – the better the chance that he comes back. That'd be awesome. I'd love to have him back under Martindale. I want to see, because it's just a new D coordinator, new scheme. I would love to see Carter come back to that. Would love it.
Yeah. So Joe Shane addresses the offensive line, Jerry, in free agency, right? And he addressed another need.
Mm.
Backup quarterback.
Yes. Okay? Someone who a lot of people wanted to, you know, thought that he should be the starter a few years ago over Eli Manning. There was a lot of that rumor going around. Right. So there you go.
Right. A guy that was actually going to be starting and was going to put Justin Herbert on the back burner for a little bit until he had that freak injury.
Yeah.
Where the trainer stuck a needle and punctured his lung.
Yeah.
Right. And then Herbert took over and the rest is history there. But, you know, Tyrod Taylor, you know, look, Jerry, when it first hit, one of the insiders, I think Schefter, you know, he put out 2 years, $17 million. It was like, people were like, what?
Remember panic going, mode everywhere.
I mean, guys, I know everybody wants to be the first one out there, but it was the wrong numbers. It wasn't, you're right. So it turns out it was, you know, 2 years, 11.
Yeah.
Possibility for incentives, 17, the whole deal.
Yep.
And it's 2.1 for next year or 2.5, whatever the hell I put down, whatever the hell I wrote. So, but here's a guy, Jerry. Look, they weren't going to let happen to them this year, what happened to them last year.
It was
a total complete disaster with Mike Glennon.
Yes.
And here's a guy that, look, Jones is going to be the starting quarterback. but he's going to have to play well. Like, he has a guy behind him now who has won games in the NFL. I know this sounds like Mike Glennon a year ago, right? But Terod Taylor, I think we could safe to say Terod Taylor is better than Mike Glennon, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So guess what, Daniel? You know, it's your job, but you better play well.
Yeah.
Either via training camp, via during the season, whatever it might be, because there's a guy that you know they will go to, Jerry.
Yeah.
If Daniel's not playing well.
Yeah, and especially right. with investing so much in the O-line. Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Last year, Judge, right, and, you know, at the time, Garrett, they weren't going to Mike Glennon if Daniel wasn't playing well. Okay, it would have to be an absolute. This year,
yeah.
if Daniel is not playing well, these turnovers, whatever it might be, well, guess what? Dable's going to go to Taylor.
Yeah.
Dable's going to go to Taylor.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like that, Jerry, because, yeah. You know, what the hell? I mean, Jones could come out and throw two picks to fumble the first game and then the second game. And it's the first quarter of the season is a disaster. You know what? Get Taylor in there. And guess what? Now Taylor's the bridge guy in 2023 while we draft the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because Jones didn't work out, right?
Right.
So I like it. Why, you don't like it? I like the move.
No, I do. I do. For so many years, we always said that the Giants didn't have a viable backup. And that was a lot because of Eli Manning's durability.
Yeah, sure.
And that's fine. But it's nice to have one. I will say the only thing is there's a fine line between having a viable backup and then putting pressure on the starter. But at this point, it's like, you know, put your big boy pants on, Daniel. Like, you got to get out there and perform. It's your 5th year, right? Fourth year. It's your fourth year in the league. Like, and you're going to build the offensive line around you. You do have weapons. So you got to perform. And if you struggle, I like it overall. I do. I just wondered. That's the only reason I asked you, because I know there's some people who say, well, it puts a little too much pressure on Jones, but it's, come on, man. It's a fourth year. He's got to get going. And look, no one's had a worse situation than Jones. I get it, but it's time now. When this line is fixed, he's got to show vast improvement numbers wise too. So.
Yeah, Jerry, I mean, who cares about putting pressure on the kid?
Yeah.
He should have pressure on him. What is he proving? Has he proven? He's not Eli Manning in his fifth year where you bring in a guy and put pressure on Eli. Whoa, what are you doing?
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
He hasn't done anything that anybody should say, oh, you shouldn't put pressure on this kid. Why not?
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Like you said, this is make or break, right?
It is.
This is make or break for him.
Yep.
And they're bringing Taylor in with a message, trust me.
Yeah.
They're going to say all the right things, and Daniel's number one, and he's going to be the number one. Going into camp and all that, but trust me, Dable and Shane are looking at it like, well, if he starts with this crap or he's not playing well, you know, we got Tyrod. You know what I mean? We got Tyrod to go to, and then, you know, we have Tyrod for the next year until we get that quarterback, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So I don't give a crap about that pressure stuff, man.
Yeah.
He should be feeling pressure, you know, in my opinion. So we'll see how he responds with a better team around him.
Another guy, very under the radar, but someone that we said they should resign because we haven't seen any issues over the last, couple of years, Casey Kreider.
Yeah, and you know what, Jerry? This is not just some, oh, ho-hum, what the hell type signing. Right. All right, big deal. It's important.
Were you guys around in 2002?
It's important.
You can see the disaster it can be.
Right. Matter of fact, Casey Kreider was one of the three guys we had
yes.
that probably going to resign, right?
We hit him like over Lorenzo Carter. We're like, you got to sign this
guy. I mean, we thought for sure he was coming back because why? Because a lot of Giant fans right now can't even name the long snapper, and that's good.
Perfect. Perfect.
And that's good, right?
Right.
So, I mean, he's been really good for them the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So they brought him back, you know, which was a move we thought for sure was going to happen, and it did. So it's a smart move. You want a reliable long snapper because, folks, as you know, you get one over a guy's head or one hits the ground, and you're like, what the hell? That's when you realize, hey, who's this long snapper? And that's when you start, right? That's when you start going crazy, you know? So he's back another year. Hey, Jerry, another kid they brought back. I was happy about it. You tell me how you feel about this. Jaren Williams.
Yes, you liked him.
The corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Played well
down a stretch.
I liked him. I liked him in camp a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Right. Well, I think it was a University of Albany kid. Right. I liked him in camp. I remember his mother yelling at me, "Thank you for supporting my son."
That's right.
A lot of training camp. I was saying, "I love you, son. I love you." His mother's a sweetheart. It was a funny moment. Anyway. I think I told you a couple of years ago. I was like, I just met Jaren Williams' mom. She's like, "Oh, that." It was hysterical. So, But you know what, Jerry? So that's all fine and dandy, camp, sweats, shorts. But, dude, he had some work on film last year.
Yeah.
He played last year. He got snaps at the end of the year.
Yeah,
and
he played
guess
well.
What?
Played well.
He held his own.
Yeah.
He's a. I was like, do you remember me tweeting during the games, Jerry? Hey, this kid's a physical kid, man.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and Wink thought the same thing. They're like, they liked him.
Yeah.
They brought him back. I like the move. Get the kid out there. Let him compete.
Yep.
I thought he showed enough. And this is what we talk about, Jerry. What do you have on film?
Right.
What are you doing on film? Right?
Yep.
So, you know, what he did last year on film is that he showed enough to compete in his camp. Right? Especially because, Jerry, you got to remember something too, dude. They know Bradbury's not going to be here. The chances are Bradbury's not going to be here. So you bring in more competition. Obviously, they're going to address it more. But I thought Jerry, tell me I'm crazy, but I thought he did enough on film last year to bring this kid
in. No, he did. It was nice. Yeah, you're happy for a kid like that, right?
Yeah.
But you also have, you know, it's not like they have crap at corner if Bradbury goes, right? You have, you know, Aaron Robinson, you have Darnay Holmes. And I like to see Darnay Holmes with a new coaching staff. I want to see, because he looked good his rookie year, and then he was in the doghouse last year. You know, you have Rodarius Williams, who's coming off of an injury, looked good early on. So there's some interesting.
And a veteran.
Right, you have a Dory, right. So I meant he was the given.
The other side, right.
At least you have names that you can mention, right? I mean, a couple of years ago, it was Bradbury and, all right, who can we find off the street? You know, Ryan Lewis, like, oh, my God, this is nuts. Right. But, it's not garbage behind Bradbury. There's some talent there. There's some players. So it'll be interesting. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, obviously they're going to be looking, you know, to upgrade that, you know, but you know, these young kids are going to compete and we'll see where we're at, man. Because like I said, you know, the chances are James is not going to be opposite of a Dory Jackson this year, you know? So,
right.
That's where we're at.
All right, dude, we're going to take a break real quick and we'll be right back. Hang on, guys. And we're back. Chris, we also re-signed CJ Board and what the David Sills army is now in full effect, right? They re-signed Sills. So, you know, I like Board. Board's an easy guy to root for.
Yeah, special team guy. Nice special team guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
David Sills, they're bringing him back. Right?
Yep.
So and they also signed, you know, a guy they're familiar with, a wide receiver from Buffalo with Robert Foster, you know, which he didn't play last year. But, you know, they're going to bring him in camp and let him compete too, Jerry. So that's it. A bunch of, you know, mid-level signings, you know,
which
Jerry,
is what we expected.
That's what we expected. That's what the Giants did. You might see, like, you know, after if they clip this Bradbury, maybe one or two type deals like that.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what it is. The one splash. I wasn't even sure they were going to have a big splash. I guess you could call it a little splash. Jerry was the Glavinsky.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a good one. That was unexpected.
Yeah. So, you know, the tight end was.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He's a mid-level guy, like we said, Ricky Seals-Jones, you know, and all that. So that's the way free agency has shaped up for the Giants. Obviously, the draft is going to be huge for them. And, you know, hopefully they hit up a couple of look, Jerry, you like obviously the first two number one picks and then that second round pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to see those guys be starters next year. That's what you're looking for, bro.
You know? Right. Perhaps they have to be. And I'll tell you what, also, if they get one of those linemen at five, they trade down from seven and acquire more. I'm happy with that, too.
Yeah, you could see that, Jerry.
Not much they can do at seven that's going to piss me off if they get one of those linemen first, Chris.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, from what I'm hearing, Jerry, they're not going to be really looking to move up. Even, you know, I know one of the big boys, you know, a lot of people wonder, hey, you think they could move up to 3-2 or put a package together? You know, from what I'm hearing, no, they're not really looking in that direction. But they are, and they're very willing and open to trading down at seven, Jerry.
So smart. You know? Such a smart move.
That's what they are doing. That's what they are thinking about. You know, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying they are open to it.
You can trade with Cleveland. They're going to need a quarterback.
Yes. A lot, man. Hey, tell you what, Jerry, man. There's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks.
What did you tweet yesterday? Uh-oh. With Baker.
What?
You tweeted like, uh-oh, or something like that, or with the eyes look. Like, I thought the same thing. Oh, God. Baker Mayfield's pissed.
Yeah, Baker's gone. He look, team. Look, Jerry. The guy, they go to him and say, listen, we're going to look for, we're trying to get Deshaun Watson, but if we don't, we'll come back to you. Is that good?
Yeah. Oh, I can't blame him.
Jerry, I mean, these guys with the ego, I can't blame them. No. I can't blame them saying, you know what, get me out of here now, right?
Right.
Devontae Adams, his ego was bruised, bro. They're like, you signed all these other guys. I'm here for 2 years. You haven't signed me.
Right.
You know, guess what? I'm out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm out of here. So, get me out of here.
I got
we're going to, you know, the Packers are coming out and saying, well, we're offering you the same things. Yeah, but you had that chance already. Look, yeah, I know we played ball with Derek Carr and I really liked him. We played with him at Friends Old State and stuff. But you think he really wants to play with Derek Carr over Aaron Rodgers? Stop. He wanted out of there. He's had enough of the package. He felt that he should have been signed 2 years ago. They didn't. And now he moved on. All right, like, get me out of here. My ego's bruised. You know, that's the way these guys are, a lot of them, man.
Chris, I got a controversial question for you. If you could have your choice between Baker Mayfield and Daniel Jones, who would you pick?
I would stick with Daniel.
Okay, yeah. It's worth the question.
Look, Jerry, when Baker... We weren't big fans of it. Well, I wasn't a big fan of it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, look, he's played 2 years ago, he had a really good year. Last year was, you know, he was injured. I know, I understand all that. But, nah, Jerry, you know, I would stick with Daniel right now. And then, you know, I there's something about Baker I just don't want to touch.
That's fine. Because I guarantee there, I liked Baker Mayfield in college. Then when I saw him in the pros, it's like, oh, man, this is why I'm not a GM. But I still think, I don't know. You know what? No, I'm sorry. I know that there's going to be folks that are pissed. I just, when I factor in the injury aspect of it, that's what makes me nervous with Jones. I hope he does well. I think he can. He's got all the tools. It's just, can he stay healthy? That's all. And I think with a line around him, those chances increase dramatically. He's not going to be in the hospital every week getting destroyed. But, I mean, talent-wise, I think Jones has more physical gifts. So.
Yeah, and plus, not the, you know, you've got to trade for a guy like Mayfield, and no way you're doing that.
Plus, Mayfield's nuts. He's crazy.
So, no, I'll stay away from that one, you know. You know, I mean, look, on paper right now, who would you say maybe more talent? Yeah, I guess Baker, you know, but I just, you asked me if I would trade for him, whatever. No, I would stay away from that.
Yeah, I think Jones has a higher upside, but all right. Good. Anything else, buddy, before we get to questions?
No, that's it. So, I guess we covered free agency there.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a little quiet, but it was weird, man. It was like I wasn't nervous about it. Usually you get all worked up about getting guys, and this year I just felt way calmer. I knew we weren't going to do much, but it was like, well, we lose guys, and we'll see what we can do. Like, not one move that they made where I freaked out. It was just, okay, this is what we have to do, right?
Right.
I don't know if you felt the same way, but it was like...
Yeah, we expected it to be pretty quiet, right? I mean, we're glad they got an offensive lineman. Actually got two.
Restructuring of deals and stuff like that.
Yeah, they restructured what we thought they were going to do. Logan Ryan was released. You know, you could figure a few tough cuts were coming. You know, luckily Martinez and Shep, you know, they took pay cuts and all that stuff because they were going to go. You know.
Yeah.
Tough. Look, there was a lot of tough decisions we talked about it numerous times. They were going to have to make, and they made them.
Yeah.
And there's going to be another one with Bradbury, Jerry. There's going to be one more.
All right, man.
So, but they did address backup quarterback. They addressed the offensive line a little bit. Obviously, offensive line, most likely is going to be addressed at a draft. And that edge position and all that stuff, Jerry.
Yeah.
What?
It better be. It will be.
Corner, yeah. You know, so. And after Bradbury, they're going to have to address the corner too, man. So.
Yeah. Yep. All right, man. Start off with Jason Honeywell this week. I know you don't like speculating, but give it a shot. Crystal ball time, March 19th, 2023. The headlines for the Giants are, A, Giants look quarterback with top five pick. B, Jones comeback season, so let's grab the best player available. C, I can't believe we still have no direction. Number one pod. Thanks, Jason. I'm going to go with B. I think if they surround him with a line for real, Kadarius Toney and Galladay and Barkley, you know, stay somewhat healthy. I think they have enough, and Shep coming back, I think they have enough to be a productive offense, and Jones can do well. I'm going to go B.
And what was A?
Giants are looking for a quarterback with their top five pick.
Wow. If I had a lean right now, I'll probably go A.
Oh, wow. All right. That sucks. That doesn't suck. Just another year.
I'm hoping B, obviously. C, definitely not C. You know, but right now, oof, God, I probably would have to go A.
All right. Joey Z, has Chris set up the golf course at all during the warmer marsh that we've been having? Does he have a favorite club? I'm a lob wedge kind of guy.
Yeah, Joey, I've been out there about four or five times already, bro.
Nice. Do you have a favorite club?
A favorite club? Oh, my. It's got to be my Callaway driver.
I was going to say, it has to be your driver. Like, just blast it, right?
My Callaway driver, Joey, yeah.
All right. Jim Vassell, Emmy award-winning Jim Vassell. You get to choose one, bring back the old Giant Stadium, including the tailgate crew that we used to have, or free unlimited DiLorenzo's for the rest of your life. Go, hashtag buffoon crew. Old Giant Stadium. It's not even close. I love DiLorenzo's pizza, but I'll pay for it. Jim, I'd rather have the old Giant Stadium back. I miss that stadium, man. My God.
Can you imagine that Jim actually was at home thinking about that question?
I love it. That's great.
Like, what would possess Jim to even think about that question? Hold on one second, hon. I wonder what the Giant insider would do. The old insides, the old stadium, or DiLorenzo's? Jim, you are shot, brother. No, that was interesting. I just never thought anybody would think about that.
Not a similar question, but a related one. Godfather of Brooklyn, your boy, Chris. So he says, what three positions Giants come away with? We talked about that, but the second part is more important. What are your top three mafia movies? Mine are Godfather, Goodfellas, and Casino, with an honorable mention to Donnie Brasco. Hashtag buffoon crew, hashtag Paisan. Donnie Brasco. Oof.
Top three mafia movies?
I'll go. Because Godfather 1 and 2 are two different movies, right? So I would say 1 and 2 in that order, and then Goodfellas. So you're right. I mean, I just would take Casino. I like, but my honorable mention would be Casino. Godfather 1 and 2 would be 1 and 2. Would be first and second for me.
Yeah, okay.
And then Goodfellas.
All right.
So, do you have a preference, Chris? I'm just curious.
I like Casino, man, because that actually somewhat stuck to the script of what happened in real life. Donnie Brasco, the idea of it was all right. It was nowhere near reality in half the shit they did, though. It was nowhere near reality. I mean, just he was on the cover. You know, they didn't show a lot of stuff. It was, had a little problem with Johnny Depp too playing. I don't know. I like Johnny Depp, I guess. But Johnny Depp as a wise guy just wasn't cutting it for me. Right. I know a lot of people did like him in that role, but.
He's the Pirates of the Caribbean guy.
I mean, The Godfather 2 is another movie that wasn't even near reality. But
you don't like it? Oh, okay.
No. It was a great movie for its time and all that. But, I'm one of those sick guys, Jerry, that like if it's not reality, it's like, oh, give me a break.
I'm like that with certain things.
Godfather was great. The acting, we all know that. But, there's nobody's going to go out and whack four of the bosses, what? While he's getting a baby baptized, in the real world, that would, never happen. But anyway, obviously, that's if you're going to talk wise guy movies, Casino's up there for me, Jerry, because there's a lot of obviously great actors in that, and that kind of like what happened too in real life. Donnie Brasco was a fantasy, was not fantasy world, but a lot of it was fantasy world. They even Joe Pistone admits it went Hollywood,
Yeah.
So.
No, but I'm the same way. There's certain movies that are so out there. You're like, that's not even close to what happened. Come on. I'm like that. I'm just trying to think. Like, I saw one the other day where I was like, this is so far-fetched and ridiculous. I can't think of it. I can't think of the movie, but I'm...
Pride of the Yankees?
I was actually thinking, I didn't want to bring it up because it was such a bad movie, The Fever Babe, Fish? Where... the music stops and John Goodman points to center. Like, yeah, that
dude,
happened. Come on.
So bad. Almost as bad as when Lou Gehrig was rounding the bases and he's talking to his wife. And yeah, that was for you, honey. And over a roaring crowd, they hear it. Okay, let it go. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Babe Ruth probably said to the pitcher, I'm going to hit the next one out of the park. But it wasn't like, hey, everybody, hang on. All right, sit down. And then points, like, come on. Yeah. That's just stupid.
Yeah, Hollywood gets a little, Hollywood. Hollywood gets in there, but.
There's also movies like Invincible, the Vince Papale story. I liked it better the first time, guys, when it was called Rudy, okay? I can't stand movies like that either that just kind of repeat something that already happened, only the first movie was 30 times better.
Yeah. Even Rudy was, like, ridiculous.
Sure, but at least I remember
Joe Montana saying, Joe Montana was like, that never happened.
But at least he got the sack. He got the sack.
He got the sack. That is true. Yes, yes, he did get the sack.
But, yeah, and he didn't have older brothers. He was the old. And Dan Devine was not a dick. I mean, not a jerk. Dan Devine was, sorry guys. Dan Devine was like, supposedly he was okay with Rudy playing, but they just wanted to create a jerk.
Yeah. Hollywood, bro.
All right, anyway, sorry. Wow, we went off a little far on that one. Thanks, Godfather of Brooklyn. You really had us going on that one. Let's see. Nico Ryson, sorry, bud, at Kaboom. With the cut of Ryan, how much does this increase the chance of Peppers coming back, Chris?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Ryan didn't say much. But you know what? Nobody signed Peppers
just
yet.
Just position-wise.
Well, here's two things, Jerry. One,
yeah.
Nobody signed Peppers yet, as we know. Right?
Right.
And two, they kind of like Peppers.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Look, you're going to see maybe some things after Bradbury, after what happens with Bradbury, man.
Right. Michelle Collins, great question about Jordan Davis. We covered it before. I just wanted to call you. I knew somebody asked that Jordan Davis question. I want to give you credit for that. That was a good one. Again, the Dean Butera. A lot of Logan Ryan stuff here. Chuck Lustig, in your opinion, how much are the Giants sacrificing the 2022 season by getting their financial house in order so that they can be more competitive in 2023 and beyond? How much? Is there a percent higher than 100? Like, yes. Yeah. Yes. 1,000% true.
Yep.
Accurate. Yes. Andrew with the Kyle Hamilton question. And look, credit to you guys.
If Daniel Jones doesn't play well, they're going to have another quarterback on a rookie deal for the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's true. Guys, credit to all of you who are asking questions that we covered already, because it just, in all seriousness, it shows how in tune you are with this organization. Nice job. Ryan Williams at Ryan Williams 84. Where do you guys stand on Dex's fifth year option? Non-existent.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick it up.
Adrian Iafola. All three tight ends are on the roster now. The three tight ends that are on the roster. There's really four, but I guess the three that you consider have a shot at making the team. Do you see any of them making it past training camp? Will they have the option to beat out the rookies? # buffoon crew.
Oh, only Ricky Seals Jones, maybe.
I know. But such a bad sign.
Maybe Mayock, maybe Chris Mayock,
Yeah.
Although, this Ryan St. John shows some flashes, man, when he, before he gets hurt every damn camp.
Every year.
He's a big kid. He can move a little bit. He'll be one to keep an eye on a little bit in camp.
Yeah. Wow, this is a fascinating one. I got to see if this is true. I trust you, Trevor Burgess. If Shepard can stay healthy and record 47 catches this season, he'll be third all-time in Giants receptions. Mm. Where would you rank him all-time as a Giants wide receiver? Oh, I guess top 10, but it's just it would be because of accumulation. Like, to me, Hakeem Nicks, he was a flash in the pan in that it was just so fast, his greatness, and then it died because of his injuries. But like a guy like that, I put Hakeem Nicks top three or four all time. Plaques, another one. Shepard is nice, but Toomer. That's tough, man. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Amani Toomer, too.
Right, Toomer, yeah. Right. Yeah. I know older guys will say Del Schaffner, like those guys, like Homer Jones. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. Here we go. Tom Lemmy. Wouldn't finding a way to sign Lael Collins be the best way to create the ultimate flexibility in the draft?
He's going to get big money, man.
He's going to cost $1 billion.
He's going to get big money. They don't have that type of money. Rather get a guy, rather hopefully you'll get a kid that's on a rookie deal, bro.
Tom left.
I think Cincinnati signed him anyway, right?
Who?
Collins?
Oh, did they?
Unless I'm mistaken.
You know what? Yeah, that was last night. I thought it was last night. Or they signed him.
Maybe I'm wrong on that. Either that or Cincinnati brought him in or something. I thought he actually signed it, but I could be wrong.
I thought they brought him in. I don't know. I'll check. Tom Lapp, first time, long time. Funny. Okay, we answered that. How's your basketball bracket doing? Hashtag buffoon crew. Did you do one this year, Chris?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't do one this year.
You? Nah, me neither. But I will say this. How about the St. Peter's Peacocks beating Kentucky? Like, what the hell?
I heard about it, man. I understand, that was just incredible. I didn't see it. Unbelievable.
Insane. And by the way, the St. Peter's Peacocks in Jersey City. I mean, I know I know there's no Bears in Boston, like the Boston Bruins, but at least it's a mean sounding, you know, mascot. The St. Peter's Peacocks, like, who blessed that decision? Like, the Peacock of Jersey City? I don't know, man. That's just a weird one to me. I never knew they were the Peacocks. That was like, okay, wow. I guess down the list of names, you said, all right, we're going to go with Peacock. Whatever.
Like I said, Jersey, very strange.
Must be in the, must be all the pollution on the turnpike. All right. Good morning from the UK. If James B is traded, blah, blah, blah. Nobody asked that question. But anyway, I wanted to call it out because it's UK. Great pod and enjoyed listening to Chris chat with John Schmelk. So there you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
We'll go a couple more. Oh, here we go. Ramesh Chandra. Is it too early to look at quarterbacks in the 2023 draft? Do you think Shane and his scouts already started that process? Hashtag Giants.
I don't know.
I do.
I know about them. I looked at them, you know, but.
Dude, I would think that they have a, Joe Shane has a list in his room. I think those guys are nuts. And I mean it in a good way. Like, I would imagine they have a room in their houses with, like, the walls are just those whiteboards that you write on. And it's just every prospect at every position, division one, two, and three. That's the hope I have, but. He reminds me of that kind of guy. Him and the guy we stole from the Eagles that they're still crying about, Brandon Brown. Yeah. Love it.
Jerry, you think some of the thinking behind the Tyrod Taylor signing was, hey, we got him for 2023?
I think it's an insurance policy.
When we bring a new kid in?
I think it's an insurance policy, sure. Yeah. Right. Oh, you mean like to kind of counsel the new kid? I think it works both ways. I think it's a viable backup, and I also think it's someone who's a veteran who can teach a young kid. Absolutely.
I agree, bro. I think they look at it too, like, you know, well, we got him for 2023, and he'll start as a new kid learns it, right? Yeah. As a new kid learns it, if, you know. Yeah. Look, Jerry, they like Daniel, but I don't think they're sitting here right now saying, oh, he's our guy for next year until he goes out and really proves it this year, you know?
Right.
So they have Taylor and then the new guy, right? The new kid. So Taylor could have mentored, right?
Yeah.
It's a nice safety net. It's a nice safety net.
Yeah, it's a good point, man. We'll go two more. Would you like to see Jalen Smith back, Chris?
Not really, no.
All right.
You?
Yeah, I think he showed enough last year. I'd like to see him compete. Yeah.
Why not?
One more.
Let me change that, Jerry. It doesn't matter to me either way. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, that's fair. One more. Hunt for Five.
Hunt for October?
Hunt for Five at G-Man Pride.
How'd you like that movie, by the way? Hunt for Red October.
I never saw it.
Oh.
But I can't believe I just admitted it. I know. Yeah.
How the hell did you never see that movie?
I don't know. It slipped through the cracks.
Whew.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to admit it, but I can't lie. I'm not going to lie.
Very disappointing.
I know. I could feel it. I could feel the disappointment coming through the screen and the microphone in my speaker, in my headset. Yeah, I'm flabbergasted the rest of this thing. Hunt for Five at G-Men Pride 4. Is there anyone still available on the free agent market you would like the Giants to try and pursue? Hashtag Buffoon Crew. Hashtag trade back and draft Lindebaum. That a boy. Nice.
There you go. Five. How about that happening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few guys. But look, you know what? I got to be honest with you, everybody. I look at there's obviously some guy. There's still some pretty good names on this market, man. That shockingly are still out there. I got to be honest with you. But we just can't. You know what? They just can't afford it. I don't look at it and say, okay, that's realistic. You know, Jerry. I don't, because it just no after money. These signings, they're kind of tight. You know, so.
You know, one more. This is a good question. W90WBA scenario for you. You're on the clock with pick five. I couldn't figure out what OTC was. Like, what the hell? Over the counter? You are OTC with pick five. Ekwonu's available. However,
over Seattle off.
What's that?
Over the cap? I don't know. What does that mean?
On the clock.
Oh, you're on the clock with pick five. I'm sorry. I got it now.
I had to look at it twice. However, Seattle offers to move up from 9 to 5 and offers a 2023 first as part of the package. Do you take Ekwonu or do you trade back? GM Bisignano.
I'm taking Ekwonu.
Because what happened last year?
I'm taking Ekwonu.
Because what happened last year, right?
Got to build this line, folks.
There you go.
I mean, that's an enticing trade. That's an enticing offer. It really is, man. But I'm sorry. If I was a general manager, you're asking that question to me. I love this Ekwonu kid. I'm not passing on him. I'm sorry.
Do you like him more than you like Slater?
Slater.
Last year, Rashawn Slater.
Oh, I like him just as much, Jerry.
Yeah, that's the reason I asked, because it's almost like don't repeat the same.
I was thinking of a kid coming out this year. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. Slater. I mean, don't repeat the same mistake, right?
Right.
Like, just take the kid.
Last year, I was going crazy. He turns out to be an all pro. I'm not saying, Ekwonu kids will be all pro. I'm just saying, to me, he's got that potential.
Yeah.
And I'm not passing on him, Jerry. I understand you offer you could get a couple. But no, we need to build this line. So I'm not passing on him.
I will qualify that. If Neil and Ekwonu were gone, then absolutely I make that trade. Then yeah, 7-9.
Then guess what? Especially if the season goes south and you have two high number ones, you could land one of those kids coming out, right?
Right. Right, and then I'm taking Cross and Linderbaum at 7-9 and living with it and being fine with it or whatever. So, anyway. All right, dude, good job. Anything else?
Just do me a favor, dude.
I know. Go watch Hunt for Red October.
Go watch Hunt for Red
October. Is there a movie that you haven't seen that you're like, I can't believe I've never seen that? There's a lot for me, dude.
Well, I'm sure there's a few.
There's a lot. I mean, for the ones I like, I've seen them a billion times.
Yeah.
But there's some that I haven't seen that I'm embarrassed to,
Give me another one that you're embarrassed.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I actually saw that a few times. Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Oh, you never saw it? Yeah, well, Sean Penn's pretty funny in that movie, bro. You might like that.
It's a little before, when you have cable, you got to sneak R-rated movies when you were a kid.
Yeah,
and my parents were all over me. Like, I couldn't sneak that crap. I had no shot.
Don't blame your parents, guy. You've been an adult of freaking
watching me like a hawk.
21 years. What the hell? You've been an adult, so stop. It's on 100 times on cable that day.
I know. But now, there's a lot of movies like that where it's like, I never saw it.
Really?
Yeah. It's embarrassing. Because there's.
I've seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Never saw it.
Oh, dude. Oh, all right. Listen, folks, we're going to sign off.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Gladiator. Foley
like,
is,
movies like Gladiator. Like, I've seen it 1,000 times, and I watch it every time it's on.
How about the other Redford and Newman movie? The classic.
Sting?
The Sting.
No. Nope. But I've seen the other one with where Jake LaMotta was the bartender.
Raging Bull?
No, the bartender. The actual guy was the bartender. The one with Minnesota Fats, Jackie Gleason.
Fast
Eddie, that movie.
Fast Eddie, yeah.
What the hell's that called?
The Hustler.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Oh, nice of you. Yeah. Did you see the remake, with Cruz and...
No, in the way that's with the Eric Clapton song. I know, but I'll give you the Eric Clapton song in the way that you use it.
I'm not asking for the Eric Clapton song. Right. I'm asking if you saw the movie.
No.
No.
Okay. The Color of Money.
You better start watching some classic movies here, bro.
I know.
Have you seen Top Gun?
Yes.
Dude. Yes. You hesitated there. I don't know if I'm believing you right now.
I did because I didn't see it until years later, but I saw it.
What age did you see that movie? How long
ago? It was more in high school. It came out in the 80s. I saw it.
Came out in 86 or whatever it was.
Yeah, I saw it 90, 91.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But
that explains a lot, man. That explains what's going on here a lot.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's a lot, dude.
That's very difficult. You know, that really explains a lot what's going on in that mind of yours. I mean, you probably were the only person on the planet that didn't see Top Gun for 5 years.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'm not going to deny it. Sure. There's a lot like that, dude. You can, that'll be a lot of podcast questions. Have you seen this movie? Have you seen that movie?
Oh, God.
Anyway. All right, guys.
Well, there's your homework assignment to the next podcast. Go check out some of these books.
So much to watch. All right, guys. To order a subscription.
Have you seen Jaws?
Yeah, a million times. Love Jaws.
Okay, all right. You would have seen
And
no
I saw all the stupid Jaws, too. 2, 3, 4, 5, The Revenge. Okay. Like, I've seen all of them. It's too many times.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but that just popped in my head.
No, it's fine. You can ask. I don't care. I'll tell you. But I love Jaws. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Quint. One of the best characters in the history of movies.
And I went out fishing with the real Quint.
Did you really?
Captain Mundus. Sure, no man. Montauk. The movie was based after Mundus. Yeah. Quint's character. I'm sorry, not the movie. Quint's character was based after Frankie Mundus.
But where was the shark? Where was the shark from?
Though? Montauk.
No, yeah. But not in real life. Matawan, New Jersey.
Oh, the fake shark?
It was a bull shark in like the teens or something.
Took out a bunch of teens in a river and all.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Nice try, dude. You're not getting
it. All right, guys. Awesome. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription. We actually print next Sunday. So that'll be our pre-draft issue. So you'll see mine and Chris's predictions, our picks. All right, guys. I'll have to catch up on a lot of movies. Sundays are Giant Days, baby. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.